it's heating up on the block. Channel 9, it's back tonight, 7:30. But this cheating scandal, oh my God.
Massive.
Okay, so we spoke to the twins yesterday, right?
Set it up for us,
Fitz. We know that they're involved. Someone's taken a photo of the production schedule.
Yep.
And obviously, I think that's a... you have got...
You've broken all the rules.
All the rules there, because you know what rooms are coming up, you know what challenges are coming up, and you can prepare yourself for that. Now, we don't know where the photo came from, but last night, Tanya and Vito have been very quiet on this, and unfortunately, it's got sourced back to them.
They knew about it.
So this was a secret conversation that Tanya was having. She didn't think that she was getting filmed.
I'm going to tell the camera that what happened about the tradie sending me the photo. It was a number that I didn't know, and I deleted it straight away.
Within how long did you delete the photo?
I
don't know. That was your
money. Within 48 hours, it was gone. The thing is, it was my block number, yeah?
Yeah.
It was on my private phone, in my text messages. You got to always have the same consistent story. What?
You've always got to have the same consistent story.
Nothing seems guilty like that.
And the host joins us now, Scotty Queen!
This is all starting to come unstuck, isn't it?
Oh, do you know what? Do you know what I love about this, Scotty? In moments like this on the block, I see you lick your lips and you're like, let's do this. Let's go find out who it is. You love these moments, don't you, Scotty?
Well, I do, mate. I love the block and I don't like anyone messing with it. And that's messing with it, you know. You've got to remember, guys, that this is a competition to win $100,000 plus more, possibly half a million.
Millions.
Up to 900,000 is the record.
Yes.
People have left their homes, their kids, and come and work for 3 months, 7 days a week, really hard, in an attempt to make some life-changing money, to change their lives, like Kirsty and Jesse, the country singing duo.
Yep.
I mean, these guys are battlers, and this is a really big moment for them. And to have someone cheat and get an advantage, to me, is just like un-Australian. It's just no good, and it's got to be sorted out and weeded out. And you know, I'd like it to be 1965 or something like that. We could go old school on it, but anyway,
just a makeshift ring out the back of the site.
Yeah.
5 minutes in a room.
Do you know what, though, Scotty? As a viewer, you sit back, and I love it. I love watching it when it's obviously gone far beyond what anybody expected, and it seems out of control, and the conversations are so real. Mm. Like, everybody's fighting for something important here, and like you said, there's life-changing money up for grabs, but there's bigger things where it's now become so important and so emotional in everybody's mind, you don't know how everyone's going to react.
No, that's right. And tonight there is a body corporate meeting like no other. Everybody sort of has their two bobs worth. That's amongst the contestants. And it gets very heated. And like, everybody's quite emotional about this because no one likes cheating, you know.
No.
Everyone wants their playing field. And that's fair. You know, you guys don't like, no one likes cheating.
No.
And you want to lie in bed at night after working really hard and go, well, I've given it my best crack on a level playing field. Yeah. And so the body corporate meeting tonight is really out of control. Well, when I say out of control, it's very heated, and people are really wear their heart on their sleeve in this body corporate. You've got to see it. We've never seen anything like it on the block before. There's a lot of emotion, and last night was quite, you know, emotional as well. And we haven't got to the bottom of it yet, guys.
No. You know, Scotty, I need to ask you, because the people that were alerted everybody about this problem was Ronnie and Georgia. Now, Ronnie and Georgia are guns, right? We know how good they are on the block. They're back. Yep. They've already had experience on there before. They get their rooms done early. They are really good at what they do. Now, they were not happy that the twins won this week's challenge.
Yep.
And they are the ones that alerted everybody. But there's rumours going around that they may have known about this very early on as well, and they've been keeping this secret, Scotty. Any truth to that?
Well, look, I think they would have found out about it a few days before, a few days before it came to light, not knowing probably the severity of it. Look, I think Roddy and George are straight shooters.
Yep.
They're pretty honest. I had a good chat to them at the time. They saw the photo. They didn't get involved in the photo. They didn't, you know, like it wasn't sent to them. They witnessed it from one of the builders.
Yes.
I think that rumour is coming from the boys, the twins.
Yes.
Because, you know, they're just trying to deflect themselves. You know, at the beginning, the boys were thinking it was a bit of a laugh. No dramas. And, yeah, we're sorry. We made a blue. Happy days.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're forgetting about the emotional twist to this and the Australian way.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they're forgetting about, you know. And they can blame Ronnie and Georgia for... certainly, Ronnie and George were not happy about losing the master bedroom, but they conceded that their walk-in wardrobe was way too small and they didn't deserve to win. They had the best master bedroom on the block, there's no doubt about it, but their ensuite, their walk-in robe, was just way too small, and they rebuilt that down the track, which I shouldn't have told you, but anyway, I'll get in trouble.
Well, did you know what, Scotty?
See, I'm getting emotional now, and I'm giving up.
Oh, my God. He's crying into his coffee cup.
Yeah, but, Scotty, we had the boys on yesterday. This is what they had to say about you.
For me, I think Scotty's gone easy on some people that have knowledge of it to help them and have probably got away with it.
Ooh.
You've gone easy.
You've gone easy.
Those boys are absolutely kidding themselves.
They're the masters of it.
Have you gone easy on certain contestants?
I am scrambling to save this series.
Yes.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Because people at home will go, well, this whole thing's not fair. This whole thing's a joke.
Yeah.
So I'm scrambling to save my show because of what they have done.
By auction day, everyone's got to be fair.
And he's referring to Ronnie and Georgia. You've got to be joking.
Yeah.
Kirsty and Jesse had no idea about the photo. Mitch and Mark didn't. Ronnie and Georgia didn't. Tanya and Vito had the photo. The boys had the photo.
They knew all along.
Yeah. They knew all along what the schedule was. It was absolutely the ball is in their court, certainly not mine. And for them to say that shits me up the wall.
He's getting angry. I warned you. You know what, Scotty in his home gym, he's got a punching bag. Scotty, if you put the gloves on and maybe cut some photos of the boys' faces out and wait into the bag.
I'll just get them to pull their heads in. That's what I'll do.
I mean, you're at home now. You don't have to wear your Bisley while you're doing a chat with Fitzy and Whipper. Do you wear the Bisley everywhere, the shirt?
Sorry, but this is my pyjamas.
That's commitment.
Scotty, we love you, mate. We love you. It's heating up. Tonight is the big one, the big blow-up. 7:30 on Channel 9. Appreciate your time, Scotty. Look after yourself.
See you, guys. Good on you.
Thanks, Scotty.
Sydney traffic, Nova 96.9.
This Father's Day, every dad wants all-day socks by Underworks. Picks them up now from any lady.